So next up, we're going to go into a really exciting interview that we recorded with a really exciting artist, Lin Ying, who is currently on tour in the UK and has recently released her newest single, All of Our Friends Know. It's an amazing track about falling in love when you're scared to do so. And it's been out just over a month now, and it's already got over 250,000 streams on Spotify. I wish I could play it right now, but unfortunately this one isn't going to quite make the radio cut just because of some slight language issues. But we have got some other great tracks from her to play you alongside this interview, which I'm really excited to share. So make sure you go check out this new single, All of Our Friends Know, as soon as you can. But before that, we're going to go into one of her earliest releases and definitely one of my favourite tracks. It's Sticky Leaves.
Is there another world you know? Until you burn. If you can tell me how it goes, yeah, I will learn. I'm keeping a rigor on the snow.
Was Sticky Leaves from Lin Ying, who we now have an interview with. We're going to go into that. Sorry if anything sounds a little disjointed. We had some slight issues with some of the recording We've done our best, but it might start off a little sharply, but hopefully we're going to have this. Hopefully it's going to go well. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. Let's go.
Your first video was uploaded to YouTube less than 5 years ago. It's a video of you performing a cover, sat in your bedroom, recording yourself with a webcam. And yeah. You've come a long way since then. How has this affected you, how you perform, and how you do music?
Well, I think it's definitely a big change because I've been kind of forced out of my comfort zone from, you know, doing everything on my own, which is, as a person, I'm pretty insular in my creative process as well. So being forced to kind of express it on stage is fulfilling and it's nice and has its own rewards, I think, and its own differences. But I think it's still something that I continue to struggle with, to kind of be able to open myself up to a crowd, because when I write, I only write when I'm, you know, off some kind of emotional high, like whether it's I'm happy or sad or nervous or scared, and sometimes having to translate that to a crowd when you're supposed to be hyping them up is a bit challenging because it's such a personal process to me. But I'm definitely very grateful for it because I get to be around the people who really appreciate it, and I get to interact with them as well, which is always really nice.
And you're talking about live performing, or you're taking part in the coffee house sessions at the moment. Can you tell us a little about that experience? Right. How is it different to other performances you've done recently?
Oh, well, for one, it's playing to a uni crowd, which is something I've never done before. And it feels surreal because I feel like it's not that long ago that I was a student in uni, and I'm just trying to think back to that state of mind and, you know, what was going on in my head. But playing to a uni crowd is pretty, it's fun because you know that they probably exist in the same kind of sonic world as you. They probably listen to a similar sort of music. But at the same time, it's disorienting because it's just not what I'm used to. I'm just more used to playing to an audience that is there to already watch me or pitching to industry people. And but there's some sort of camaraderie, I think, and freedom, I think, of being in a uni crowd like that.
And you mentioned you've just finished uni yourself. A lot of our listeners are currently students.
Yeah.
A lot of them are involved in music themselves. What advice would you give to someone at uni starting out doing music?
Oh my gosh, don't take advice from me. I totally flunked my last semester because I was on tour. I think at this point it's just more about making the best of what you've chosen. I know it's a difficult process because, you know, when your sense of purpose is a little bit muddled up, or you might be feeling lost because you don't know if you've made the right choice in your major and your career path. But I mean, I think there's no way to kind of, there's no way to kind of get out of it because you just have to do it to know, you know, and if you don't do it, then you're just never going to be sure. And that's just basically applicable to everywhere in life. But but yeah, that's what really got me through. Whenever I was feeling unsure, I just told myself, I'm unsure about what other option do I have, but to just see it through. Because if I don't give it a fair shot, then I'm never going to really know if I'm just indecisive or if I'm going to learn from this and know myself better, make better choices.
Some pretty good advice there. So what's coming up next for you? Can you tell us a little bit about what we have to be excited for?
Well, I've been spending a long time in the studio making sure all the songs sound right. So there's definitely an album in the works that's going to come out. And I think it's going to be pretty different from what I already have, just in terms of the state of mind I'm in. So, I mean, I think it's just for people who are scared to feel things. Once you're past that point in your life where you just want to soak in all sorts of experiences and emotions, you start getting tired and you're just like, just let me feel the good things, please. But and I think the next body of work is going to pretty much address that.
So it's quite similar themes to your latest track then?
Yes, for sure. That's definitely one part, one nuance of, you know, the whole range of feelings that comes along with that.
Okay, well, brilliant. Thanks for the interview. Hopefully,
no, thank you so much for having me.
Hopefully the rest of the tour goes brilliantly. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you.
All right.
So that was Lin Ying there. We had a phone interview the other day. And hopefully that gives anyone who's flunking through uni a bit of hope that they can manage it, get somewhere themselves. I want to finish this little segment off now with one more song from her. It's a great track. It's Tall Order. Tall Order.